Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people.
There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy if you guys are listening to this for the first time, or if you're returning. Always, as always, I love all of you guys. Okay, so I know, guys, there's like so much stuff going on right now. Obviously, we've got the stuff in Ukraine that we know is psyops. We know a lot of that is, but we're dealing with a lot of our own psyops right here. I mean, in the U.S. with a bunch of stuff going on. And even if you watch like Fox and stuff, there's so much going on. And we know like MKUltra, we've been seeing psyops for a long time. But one of the things recently is, of course, okay, the New York City, quote unquote, shooting subway at the subway there. Now, I honestly, like I said, don't think it happened. If you looked at some of the videos, and particularly ones like LT from Ann, we know. I got a video here. I'll just show you guys. And if you pay attention to this area of the screen, it's going to go back and forth, a couple of it. I just muted it so that way you guys didn't have to actually look at it. Okay, number one, these are supposed to be people streaming out after someone shooting. They're walking kind of normally. They don't look freaked out. Okay. Now here in a second, I believe it's this young man right here. It's going to go back to it here in a second. Okay. The one that's okay. Supposedly shot, his leg's supposed to be shot, right? Okay. Well, in a second, it's going to go back to it. And what you can see here, let me clip over to it. See if I can jump over to it. Okay. And also the video quality here is just, it's set up so weird. It just doesn't even look real. But anyways, you can see the guy or whatever. Let's see. Let me find it. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I guess this one doesn't have the actual clip of it, but I believe it's this young man here. Whenever he runs back over, let me go back to the beginning and find it. You can see him. What happens is, look at these people over here. See, they're not actually running. They're just kind of standing around there. They're looking, guys. They're staging this, okay? They're staging this with the blood, these clips and stuff. They're staging it, okay? This guy with his blood on the leg. In one of the other videos, it wasn't this one, but you can see him putting all of his weight on this leg as he's standing, and then he goes to, you know, like, sit down, like, oh, I'm hurting stuff. Guys, this is all staged. This entire thing looks like stage. This entire thing just looks like it was staged, but you have to wonder why. Okay. When did this happen? Okay. Tuesday morning. Okay. And we know the deep state does false flags. Like I said, if you're listening to this, you're awake. Probably you know, the deep state does false flags. Okay. This happened on Tuesday morning. How does this tie in to possibly a false flag by the deep state? And like I said, I also know that the good guys, the white hats, whatever, they're also making some videos, they're probably making some videos themselves, not false flags, I'm going to call them, but we're getting propaganda on both sides. Okay. So we get that. But anyways, okay. So this happened Tuesday morning. Okay. What also happened Tuesday morning? The lieutenant governor of New York City was arrested on bribery charges. Okay. So that happened the exact same day this did. Okay. I believe that after that morning as well. And if you watch Fox, CNN, anybody, nobody is talking about it. Okay. Nobody is talking about that. Okay. So you got false flag over here. And actually LT from, and we know had a funny, meme of, it's like of the girl walking towards you, and then the guy with his girlfriend a little farther down, and he's like looking back like, ooh, like he looks at the girl, and then you can put different characters that were basically, it was like the mainstream media is paying attention to this story. And of course, not talking at all about the lieutenant governor getting arrested for bribery. So no one's talking about that. So that's probably what happened. Like I said, with the New York shooting, we're seeing so much propaganda, guys, from the deep state. And like I said, I know the good guys are probably putting your own propaganda out here. You have to do that in war. You have to deceive. It's just, it's a thing. If you watch any of the videos of the people out here that we see, like Pelosi or Biden, they literally look different every single time. And also some of the, any of you people out there who know about video editing, okay, whenever you have a green screen, you know, right? Whenever you have a green screen behind you, actually, I'm just going to go over here and get that image. Okay, whenever you have a green screen, Biden, Harris, Jackson on White House lawn. Okay, whenever you guys, there should be a picture of it. Okay, here it is. Okay, whenever you have a green screen, there is always a little bit of an image around a green screen. Okay. Now, like I said, some of this is probably real, but okay, let me see if I can go find this one. Okay, guys, the video actually of them being at the White House, not the pictures of quote unquote the White House, when it was the actual video, you could see the little black lines around them. Okay. And like I said, for those of you know, green screens, if you have a really, really good one and a really good camera, it's very faint. Okay. But with this one, you could see a little bit of the blur, and that's where a green screen, like you have the actual person or object or whatever, and then you have the green screen behind it, and then the image that's coming on behind it. So there is just so much. And like I said, this one here, guys, there is so much propaganda right now. I mean, it's everywhere. Like I said, the good guys have this. I mean, it's still a war being raged. It's this fog of war, but we're just seeing so much just everywhere and stuff. But don't freak out. Another thing too. Now, I don't know if this is the good guys' propaganda or the bad guys. Okay, honestly, if I were to make my opinion, like I said, you guys know me. I'm like, hey, I'm wrong a lot. I don't really care. And so this is a lot of, this is my opinion and stuff. Okay. So I want you guys to watch this. This is from Tucker Carlson a few nights ago. Okay. The lockdowns in Shanghai, which actually, if you'll go out here, many people in Shanghai are taking videos and saying that stuff is not happening. Everything's normal day to day. Okay. So, and like I said, I actually really do like Tucker. I think he knows some of what's going on. We'll see in the end who knew and who didn't. Anyways, but okay. So watch this.
You have the largest prison camp in human history.
Okay.
Anyone who tests positive for COVID is shoved into a van taken to a quarantine camp. Watch it happen to this child.
Now, Tucker says, this is not a child. You guys get what this is? Any of you who know children, I have little nieces now. I'm like, this is not how a child walks. You guys want to take a guess at what this is? If it's not a child, what is it? Look at that arch in its back. Look at that arch in its back. It's walking hunched over, and see how it's shrugging its feet along? It's kind of shrugging its feet. Guys, you can look at children how they walk. They don't walk with an arch. If they only walk, like I said, in this picture, when he's running, okay? But they walk upright. They're like us. We have the spines, and we walk upright, like I said, unless you have a problem. But what walks with an arch and shrugs its feet? A monkey, who also happens to be the height, approximate height, of a baby or a child. So guess what? And look at him shrugging his feet. You can see how he's going with that shrug. And doesn't that look like this as he's walking? That's a trained monkey right there. That is not a child. Okay, I would bet my, if I did bet, I don't gamble, but I'm like, if I did, I would bet a substantial amount that that is a monkey. Okay, now, like I said, I don't know if this is deep state propaganda or this is good guy propaganda. There's propaganda on both sides right now. I don't know. Okay, but I can tell you, this is a monkey. This is a monkey, not a child. You can see how it's shrugging its feet along. That is not a child. Okay, children walk like this. Monkeys walk like that. That is not a child. Okay. The same night Tucker was, I will say, guys, Tucker has been blowing it up a lot. Obviously not every single night, but he's been blowing it up a lot. Okay. Now this one, okay. He'll tell you, this is supposed to be people screaming from their houses in Shanghai. Okay.
This is video shot by a resident of one of Shanghai's countless apartment towers. What you're hearing in this video are the screams of the people trapped inside.
Okay, you heard that. Guys, take a listen to this and see if this sounds like that. Well, I'll be darned. It sounds like a roller coaster ride, doesn't it? Well, that sounds like a roller coaster ride, doesn't it? These screams? Yeah, guys, there's so much propaganda out here right now. Like I said, there's so many things I could talk about. I've not really done many episodes here recently just because there's not really necessarily been anything new, but I mean, I'll probably start doing some more. I've just been kind of busy with like work and stuff, but guys, there's propaganda across the board right now. Deception, fog of war. I mean, it is on from both sides. It is crazy, guys. It's hard to kind of believe everything right now. But I will say, with all the networking and stuff that I've done, guys, I do have some really good contacts now. Some really actually kind of people who know some high up people. So I usually ask them sometimes, you know, kind of like financial decisions or whatever. Okay. One of the things, guys, I would encourage just saying, I am doing this. This is not advice. It's not financial advice or whatever. Okay. The Shanghai lockdown, that's going to play a part in, you know, the supply chain orders, which we know is coming. If you listen to SGT report, Sean over there, you listen to Monkey Work, we know that this is stuff is going to come. Okay. So, so we've got that, right now. Like I said, silver might be a good thing to get some of, because if, like I said, listen to Sean, if silver, it may very well go very high. And, but if it does, that may also help because other prices, like, I mean, you may not be able to get like cat food. You like cat food, maybe like $200. So I'm saying that may be happening. So silver might be a good thing to get right now. If you wanted to, I mean, just, it might be possibly a good thing. Could be just depending on how things go. So that's one thing. Like I said, this, I have heard it on good authority. Okay. President Trump, I've confirmed it with a few different sources, but, and some of the ones I listened to out here, it's also confirming what my sources are saying, that President Trump is probably going to be brought back by the military. Now how that happens and what it looks like, I have no idea and stuff, but if it is, it sounds like it may take a little bit like longer for that. But I would really just encourage everybody, like I said, just have a few months extra of stuff. I've got like Katie and Demi and my cat Frankie, because I got Katie and Demi, my dog and my cat, and then now we got, like I said, Frankie, who's an indoor outdoor cat now. So I got all them enough food to get them for a few months. We've got extra stuff. We have some friends and neighbors in the area and stuff that have kind of like stockpiles of stuff, so we are all good there. If it happens, it may not come to that, but It's really things are kind of coming down and they're getting really bad. And it sounds like, from what I'm hearing, the White Hats might let it go to around November. Well, at least go up to the election time. And if you think about it, that's the best time to let it happen, because people are going to be so ticked off with the Democrats, with Biden, with everybody at midterm time. And it's just going to be a, to quote Obama, a shellacking that they've never seen before. And stuff. And just, like I said, that sounds like a roller coaster. But also, like in closing too, like I said, I have had it on good authority that if you guys want news about maybe what's going on with some of the people, tribunals, that kind of thing, real raw news is a good one. Like I said, Fauci refers to his wife, Christine Grady, as he and him. They're all married to trans people. It's disgusting. Okay. But like I said, obviously not everything, we know that there's going to be purposeful disinformation on here. I honestly think that's probably what with Putin maybe thinking, you know, Musk is a Trojan horse. Now, granted, I don't think he's been a choir boy. He may have been deep state and made a good guy. He strikes me as the type that's a fence rider. You know, he's not like quote unquote evil. He's just kind of been always played with the deep state because they've been the ones in power now. But now he sees the good guys, President Trump and them doing their thing. Yeah. So I realize it's kind of like all wrapped up into it. It's kind of all wrapped. I kind of wrapped a bunch of stuff into this. But guys, there's just propaganda. It's hard to believe anything right now, but that's OK. We know the American people are realizing that something is wrong. And actually, just recently, one of my dad's friends, who's one of their family members, is a police officer. They know that the military is in charge. My dad was talking with this person, and they said that, oh yeah, the police that their relative works with, that their relative is a police officer. They're like, they know that the military are in charge. So apparently. If local law enforcement knows that, then of course, pretty much everybody across the board knows that. So just, there's a lot of stuff going on, propaganda on both sides. Just stay encouraged, guys. Just this, just be prepared. Like I said, one of the things, possibly, like I said, if I had a substantial amount of money, I would go all in on silver. I'm not saying you guys should do that. I'm just saying that's what I would do and what I've been told by others to do. So go all in on silver, but and then having, of course, extra food, water, things like that might also be a good idea. We do just because, and like having extra things for your pets, like I said, because I know a lot of you probably have pets and stuff. So there's just a lot that is going on right now, like fog of war. There's a lot of stuff going on, but we are winning this thing. And I'm not saying we've not won yet. I think we know we're going to win, but it's still a chess game being played out. Sometimes, like I said, poker, you got to play through the hands. Even if you know you got a good hand, sometimes you got to play through it. Like I said, I'm not a poker player. I've just heard that. So that's why 107 says Casino Royale. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. So there's just a lot of stuff going on, but, just enjoy watching the show, and enjoy watching the people wake up, because, we're going to see, I think, a lot more of that, and stuff, but always just, I realize I don't have my video on this one and stuff, but just remember just remember to smile and keep calm and Patreon on, because we are going to win this thing, I think, and just skip to you standing up at the local level and just doing what you normally do. It's okay to like watch some of your favorite TV shows or go out and go on a Harley ride or go to the park with your family or like take your dog to the dog park. So just continue doing what you like to do. Because like I said, this stuff is going to continue changing. And I think a lot of it already has. So I think we're going to see that as we go forward. But as always, love you guys. And remember to, of course, love each other, to keep each other encouraged and to keep good thoughts, no negative energy, no stuff like that. No infighting. I know it's, I know it's tempting and stuff with everything right now, but just keep calm and Patreon on. We are going to get through this and we're all going to get through it together. And President Trump has said it best. We are going to love what is coming. We are going to love what is coming. And I think we're going to have to go through a hard time, but we're going to do it together. And we're really going to love all the people of the world, not just Americans, but all the people of all the nations are really, I think, going to love what is coming on the other side. So again, love all you guys. Remember, stay encouraged, keep each other encouraged. And this is the Red Patriot signing off, and I will be back again very soon.
Hello, fellow Patriots, and thank you all so much for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor of this episode today, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is a genius in many, many areas, and his products are absolutely no exception. Mattress toppers, sheets, slippers, bath towels, and of course pillows are just a few of his many products that you can find at MyPillow.com. When you use promo code Hannah, you can get up to 66% off of all his amazing line of products. My bedroom personally is absolutely filled with all kinds of his products, and my dog Katie absolutely loves her MyPillow dog bed. Well, at least when my kitty Demi isn't stealing Katie's spot on it. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can all defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off and saying, remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.